Now that you have a year under your belt, what did you ultimately take away from that that you feel is going to make, that gives you the confidence to have an even better year this year?
I'm going to use that last year to propel me to an even better year. It probably won't show up. It's going to show up in the W column, and that's the most important thing.
How have you been able to embrace that role of a leader? Because it went from when you came in a year ago, not a whole lot of people knew who you were, and now suddenly everyone's looking at you as like one of the key leaders on this team.
I think a point guard position is a natural leader, and just knowing just what have I did and what have I accomplished, more people I think will probably have a reason to look up to me, and I just have to welcome that well in my arms and try to lead them to the best of my ability.
What are some of the things that you've been working on here during the offseason?
Shooting, handles, and defense.
Do you feel that shooting, is it something where they maybe want you to take more shots even though you're playing the role of point?
I don't know. I think I took probably the most shots last year. I think it's being more efficient, making more of those. And I think if I make more of those, I'll be in great shape.
Now, I do have to ask. I saw on one of the sheets there that they gave us that they have bobbleheads again, like they did for Jared last year, of all you guys. Uh-huh. And someone would be saying you've all gotten a chance to see the designs. What did you think?
The first prototype wasn't that good, but I think the one looks better. The one I have is more my skin tone and everything. I think it looked better.
So they, when you went to it, your first thought when you looked at yours was like, oh, this isn't me.
Yeah, that was. I laughed. I laughed. I think we're boring, but it's just a great opportunity.
Hey, coming in a year ago at this time, you were new. Fran was new. The system was new. Everything was new. Do you feel like now, a year later, wow, you know, look what I did last year, look what the team did. Do you feel maybe not complacent, certainly, but comfortable that now you can move forward?
I think knowing what I did last year, my first year, not really being new and just being new to the Big Ten, I think if I just put in the right effort, I think I can have an even better year. I really believe that.
You know, I know the discussion last year was, like, we want you to do as much as you can offensively. We don't have anybody behind you, so defense has been something that Fran has brought up a couple
of
different times.
I think my defense probably liked because of the offensive toll it probably took. But I'm in better condition than last year, and I'm going to try to prove it to all my Hawkeye fans.
Now, did you ever see the film on that Michigan shot at half court? And did you...
I seen it. I think it was good. It wasn't enough to overturn it. I know that.
Yeah.
They talking about fingernail or something. It was some crazy reason. I'm like, come on.
Did you?
Yeah. And I guess it was so obvious there. It kind of made me.
Did you ever say anything to Hightower?
I didn't say nothing to Hightower. I'm not going to say nothing toward the game so he influenced the game. But looking back at it, I think it was definitely good.
You feel like you, as a team, you guys are in a better position this year. You feel like you guys look looser, you look more comfortable, at ease.
Yeah, I think we are, and I think that's just coming with spending time with one another and the coaching staff. I think you can expect us to do better things this year.
Thanks, Bryce.
Yep.
What are the goals that you have set for yourself personally? Because I know last year you were first team All Big Ten, the Big Ten assist. Excuse me. You were honorable Big Ten.
My expectation is to be an All Big Ten guard and lead the Big Ten in assisting.
How deep is this conference with some of the guard players, especially the guys that are coming back?
It's deep. You know, you're getting a good battle every night, whether it's Jordan Taylor, Keith Applin, Lewis Jackson. You're getting a battle every night.
Any guy in particular that really maybe provided the biggest challenge for you?
Provides the biggest challenge? I wouldn't know exactly.
Yeah. Or provided, like, last year when we played?
Nobody really gave me a fit, I don't think. If I take care of my thing, I think I'll be all right.
Again, I know this is something we talked about a few times last year, but late game situation, they're looking at you still as a guy taking the shot?
Definitely. I want the ball in my hands. I want my teammates to count upon me. And if the opportunity is there, I'm going to take it.
All right.